Black Flame of the Amazon, featuring Harold Noyce, world-famous explorer in person. When Harold Noyce, the famous explorer, started up that jungle river with Little Gene and Jimmy Brady, the two youngsters had plenty to thrill them. Adventure, danger, and the quest for the Black Flame. But now, since they arrived up at Mr. Morton's trading post, they have been hearing about other mysterious things. About the Queen of the Crocodiles, for instance, and other tales the Indians tell around their council fires. But when Mr. Morton told them that the Indians have arrived from time to time from upriver, whispering something about a tribe of headless warriors, that is almost too much. Even though Mr. Morton explains that it's just an Indian tale, well, anyway, Mr. Morton has just left the children and headed for the sheds. Jimmy and Jean are much perplexed.
Come on, Jimmy. Let's go find Keeto again. Let's find out what he knows about these headless warriors.
Oh, but Jean, you and me, we know that's impossible. There just couldn't be human being people without heads. It couldn't be.
Oh, that's what I think, too. But gosh, Jimmy, this is the jungle. Believe me, there could be almost anything hidden in this country.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll believe about headless men when I see a flock of them. Yeah, and even though I did see them, maybe I wouldn't even believe it then.
Okay, but me, I don't want to even see any of them. Can you imagine it? Headless men. Ooh, it's terrible, Jimmy.
Yeah, and they got only one eye, and it's in the middle of their chest.
Yeah, and if that isn't something, then you name it.
You know, Jean, Mr. Morton just laughs at all the stories, though. He doesn't believe them.
Well, neither do I, Jimmy. But then, how come the Indians do? Gosh, the Indians here ought to know best. They live here.
Well, sure they do, but look, though. What if there might be a tribe of Indians without heads?
Well, but what difference would it make to us, whether there were or not?
What do you mean, what difference?
Well, I mean, we aren't going anywhere near where they might be, even if there were such a thing.
You know, Jean, if there were such a thing as headless men, you know something? We could make a pile of money.
But we're going to make a pile of money with the animals we capture.
Yeah, but how about if we could capture about a dozen headless men? Well, gee whiz, anybody could see monkeys at any time. Every zoo and circus has monkeys. But boy, oh boy, would people flock to see a headless man, though.
And you mean we should maybe quit the animal business and go after headless men?
Well, it's an idea, isn't it?
It sure is. But it's a dizzy idea, if you ask me.
But it's an idea just the same. But come on now. We gotta find Keeto. He must be around here someplace.
Well, let's give him a shout.
Well, there's no use, Jean. He doesn't answer anyway. He likes to be standing silently behind a tree watching us. He never says a word. He just steps out.
I know. And it gives me the willies.
But maybe that's how a jungle Indian is brought up, to keep silent and be ready to surprise the enemy.
But we aren't enemies, are we? We're supposed to be friends.
I know, but what difference does that make? Well, anyway, maybe the jungle Indians don't know what a friend is, see?
There he is, someplace.
Yeah, but where?
Well, it sounded like he was up ahead there, at the far end of the clearing.
It sounded from there, but you know, he said he can make his voice come from someplace where he isn't.
Then if that call came from up ahead, most likely he is somewhere back of us.
Well, that's what I think, too. Very likely we passed him.
And that's what what makes me feel so creepy. Maybe we passed so close, he could have reached out and touched us, huh?
Well, he's in behind one of the trees, I bet. Maybe right here someplace.
Yeah.
All right, Quito. Come on out. What do you think you're doing? Playing I Spy or something?
Oh, there he is. Fool us again. He was ahead of us this time.
Hey, Quito, hurry, will you? We want to know something.
Si, Señor Jim. What is it you wish to know? Some more thing about the capture of monkeys with the coconut shell, eh?
Well, no, sir. But how's about headless men, huh? You ever capture any headless men?
That is not nice to speak.
You see, Jimmy? Some more whisper stuff.
Si, Señorita. But it is only the older men that may talk of the headless men.
But haven't you talked about them?
Oh, no, Señor. Never no time. I first have to grow big and be strong. Be one of the council fire talkers. But that is long time yet.
But doesn't the people around your village council fires talk about the headless men? Ever hear them?
Si, Señor. Sometimes. But not many. It is not nice to hear. They speak in a very afraid voice.
But who is it that speaks, Quito? Has any of your people seen any of the headless men?
No, I do not think so. The land where these people are is far, far from here, beyond the high hills.
But how do you know? I mean, if none of your people have ever seen a headless man, how do you know where they live?
We have heard strange things. One time, three Indians, three men, they stopped my village. They very tired, come too far. They talk around fire. One time I hear them.
And they saw those headless men?
One man, a very old warrior, father of stranger who come my village, he see those headless men.
But what do they look like, Quito? Did the visitor say?
Si, Señor. This visitor, he say those people, they are big ones. They have much feather. They have blowgun and bow and arrow. Much bigger than the warriors in my village. They very big.
Well, you mean they're kind of like giants, stronger than ordinary men?
Si, Señorita. No one can go where they live. No one ever get into valley of the mountains where that people live.
But don't these men ever come out? I mean, do they live in their own valley and never leave it?
Si, Señor. It is taboo for anyone to leave that valley, and taboo for anyone to go there. That is why no one know much about that people.
You see, Jimmy? Right back where we started. Just as Mr. Martin says. Stories. Just stories. Quito, you don't believe it, do you?
Si, Señorita. Quito, he believe that the elders of the village, they say, the elders, they speak words of truth.
But don't you think it's a lot of hooey, Quito?
Hooey? Hooey? What is it, hooey? I not know that word.
Well, Jimmy means, he means it's like a fairy story, see? Just a story. Some Indian invented it long ago, maybe. And it keeps being told over and over again.
But it is not only the Indian that tells that story. The very great white man, he has tell that story one time. Maybe he tell that story before the Indian tell it.
What very great white man? You mean a fairy storybook writer? Yeah, that could be. You see, Jimmy? That's it, I bet. A storybook writer made it up.
Yeah, I get it.
But this great white señor, he's not the storyteller. No, he's the very great one. The friend of the great white queen who rules the great white trade beyond the big waters.
Friend of a queen? Across the sea?
Si, señorita. He's the great one who would not let the white queen step on the wet ground.
Wouldn't let the queen step on the wet ground? What does he mean, Jeannie?
You got me there. Step on the wet ground? Say, wait. Maybe he means about the time. Yeah. The man took off his coat and laid it down so the queen could step on it.
You mean Sir Walter Raleigh?
Yeah.
That is the name, see, Señor Jim. The great white one who is called Sir Walter Raleigh. He's the great white señor who tell one time long, long ago that in the jungle here is the people with no heads.
Oh, no, Quito. Sir Walter Raleigh wasn't a fairy storybook writer.
Well, no, sir, he wasn't. Say, Walter Raleigh was an explorer, Jean.
You can't prove it by me, but say, he must have been if he was over here in this country.
But he tell of things in this country. He come here long, long ago. The Senior Morton at Post, he was the very good book. It say those things.
Well, for Pete's sake, Sir Walter Raleigh says so, huh? Well, gosh, that makes it different, Jean.
Are you sure, Quito? Sure that Mr. Morton has a book telling about that?
Si, senorita. He read it to me one time. He say it is not so, but my people, they know about the people of No Head. Long, long before the Senor Morton, he ever come up river here.
You know something, Jimmy? It might be at that, huh?
Yeah, gosh. If a headless man popped right out behind that tree there behind you.
Which tree? Hey, Jimmy, will you lay off, please?
But I was just saying, I wouldn't be surprised
if... Oh, you wouldn't, huh? Well, I would. If anything like that popped out behind me, well, it just wouldn't, that's all.
What do you mean it just wouldn't?
Well, I mean if it popped out from behind a tree, I wouldn't be here. I'd be a mile away before it ever popped. Anyway, I'd move so fast, it'd look like I never had been there.
Yeah, you and me both. Boy, when you did get there where you were going, you'd get another surprise. You sure would.
What surprise?
You'd find me there. I'd be there before you.
Gosh. Ooh, I can't imagine anything worse than running into a headless man on a dark night.
Well, I can. A whole lot worse.
Said you. What, for instance?
A headless man without a body.
Oh, but that couldn't be.
Well, why couldn't it? Just as possible to have a headless man without a body as to have a headless man with a body.
But if there was no head and no body, it'd be a ghost.
Well, sure it would be a ghost.
Yeah. But anyway, I'd rather spend my vacation in an old haunted house than I would in these jungles.
Okay, but wait. Before we go back to the trading post, let's see what Quito thinks about it, huh?
About ghosts, Señor Jim? Oh, I believe that too much also, right.
Well, no, not about ghosts. I mean, well, look now. Jean and me, we're going away upriver, see? We're going to the land that burns forever. You know what I mean?
Ah, see. A most very bad place, senor.
Well, bad or not bad. Well, Jean and me, we gotta get there. How's about you? Would you come with us, Quito?
Quito go with you to the land that burns?
Yes, Quito. Jimmy and me, we gotta shove off tomorrow. Please go with us. We need you so badly, Quito.
Si, senorita. Maybe I come. But wait. I will be back soon. I will be back very quickly.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going?
To ask the Senor Morton... If I go with you, I'll be back soon.
Oh, heck, Jean. That ruined it, huh? Come on. Let's get him before he tells Mr. Morton. Come on, or it's all off.
Well, what happens to this trip to the Black Flame now? Does Quito tell Mr. Morton? What does the white trader say to that? Or does Jean and Jimmy make a new plan to tag along on the trail of Mr. Noyce and Pedro when they push off upriver in the morning? The next time you tune in, you'll see just what did happen.